Certainly, one of the most enduring images from the Iraq War, as we mentioned earlier in the program, was the toppling of the giant statue of Saddam Hussein in Baghdad's Fardis Square. Craig Nelson, a reporter for Cox Newspaper, described the scene to us shortly after the statue came down.
Well, night is falling, but we have a very unusual scene of U.S. Bradley fighting vehicles and M1 A1 Abrams tanks and dozens of Marines circling around the traffic circle at the foot of the Palestine Hotel. And in the center of that circle is the most surprising thing of all, is the toppled statue, 20-foot statue of Saddam Hussein about 2 hours ago, with the help of U.S. Marines and an APC. A chain was wrapped around the statue and pulled down off its pedestal.
There is a new statue now in Fardis Square. A group of Iraqi artists, actors, and students unveiled the work of art about 2 weeks ago. The group members call themselves Al-Najin, the survivors, an allusion to the fact that they evaded authorities during the regime of Saddam Hussein. Freelance reporter Scott Heidler has spent time with those artists. He joins us now from Baghdad, and good of you to be with us.
Thank you, Neil. It's good to be with you.
I understand you're looking at the statue right now. Can you describe it to us?
Sure, yeah. It's there's a mosque that is kind of the backdrop for it right now called Shaheed Mosque. And again, this is that square that your reporter just described when the Saddam statue came down. And the mosque is lit up pretty well, and then the statue is just at the right-hand side from where I'm looking. It's almost a hunter green. It's a 23-foot sculpture of a it actually depicts a family, an Iraqi family, with a father holding up a crescent moon and a Sumerian sun inside to represent the different cultures of Iraq.
And that's the symbolism of this work?
Yes, that's a symbolism. I had the unique opportunity to sit down with the sculptor who put this all together, Basim Hamid. Back when they were building the statue, they were actually, because of the very, very hot temperatures during the day here in Baghdad, they were working from about 9 p.m. until sunrise. So one night I went down to the square and sat with them while they were having their dinner break and got to talk to him. And it was just amazing that after sitting with them and sharing a meal with them, that no matter where you go in the world, artists are artists.
Is the statue drawing a lot of attention?
It did the first day when it was unveiled on May 29th. The whole Najin group, which is about 30-40 30-year-olds, around 30-somethings, they sat at the base of the statue and actually sang a lullaby, an Iraqi traditional lullaby, and had an official ribbon cutting and put a plaque up on the statue. At night, and I'm looking at it right now, it's dead because there's an 11 p.m. curfew. Actually, I just saw some U.S. force Humvees talking to someone about breaking curfew. So right now it's quite dead. But during the day, it's quite an active square. Wheeling around this square, city block long square, there are currency exchangers, men selling satellite telephone calls, juice stands, things like that. So it's quite a busy circle, and traffic is pretty much gnarled almost all during daylight hours.
And what's been the reaction to the new statue?
People have really, I spoke with one Iraqi who's, he himself is about the same age as the artist, 32, 33, and he was saying it's great. He's like, Saddam could do anything in this square, and he had obviously pretty decent resources to build anything he wanted to, and all he did was build a statue of himself.
Just before we let you go, do we know what happened to the remains of that great big Saddam statue?
No, I'm not quite sure. There was when I was there when they cut down the remnants when Najin Group moved in on May 9th to start their work, which is actually exactly a month after the Saddam statue was pulled down. They took down, kind of like mid-calf to the boot. They were still stuck on Saddam. They were still stuck on the plinth, the top of the statue base. And I believe they took some of that. I'm not sure. It was kind of a bit chaotic, so I think that either the Najin Group or other people took a little bit. And there are rumors going around about the head of Saddam, but I have not been able to confirm that, so I'm not sure exactly where it is. And it's funny, among the journalists here, there's always kind of this question, like, all right, where are all these Saddam statues? Where do they go? And they really haven't surfaced anywhere just yet.
Maybe they're hanging around with the Lenin statues from a few years ago.
Probably.
Scott Heidler, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you, Neil. Good joining you.
Reporter Scott Heidler was with us from Baghdad. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.